At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Holy Balboni.
You got to retire.
Hour two of the show.
You've been saying Holy Balboni.
I know.
Since the 80s. Since Steve Balboni was rocking his mustache on the Royals and the Yankees. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
Yo, yo.
Spotty's here.
Hey!
Danny G, Ramos, and Dan Byron. Hey. Thank you guys for putting up with, hanging out with us all week. Hey. It's really an honor. It's been a pleasure. Rich and I, we've been doing a show along with Spotty for, 17 years now. We've been doing Fox Sports Sundays for the past year plus.
Don't date yourself. We've been doing the show 3 years.
Oh, I'm still younger than everybody listening. Doesn't matter. But look at me. Brown, don't frown. So it's really been a pleasure to take it here Monday through Friday. So thank you, guys. If you missed anything, foxsportsradio.com.
As we broadcast from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah, and I was about to say that.
You're about to say that?
No. Oh, that, because it means so much. To be here, it also means so much if people just subscribe to the podcast, too.
Yeah.
So if you missed anything, just search Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR.
Click on the podcast.
Click on the little plus and send it to your friends, too.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do it. Thank you guys for being part of this.
Now, tonight,
week 4,
Bengals with those sweet uniforms that everyone's been raving about.
Which, by the way, Danny G and I were talking, it's a risk. And I hated the game Risk growing up on a Throwback Thursday. One time this neighbor kid of mine, bought me the board game Risk, and I hit him over the head with it. I'm like, you took a risk thinking I'd
like
appreciate
this game. And you
that.
Failed. Yeah,
yeah. I was a wiffle ball kid.
You're more of
former
a
former wiffle ball champion. I wasn't playing board games. I wasn't playing Risk.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like you're more of a Connect Four. Are you a guess who type of guy?
Kind of, yeah. I'm more of that guy.
Hey, does your guy look like someone that you want to leave your kids with?
A risk to debut the beautiful white uniforms against the Dolphins.
Your person got a bad haircut?
Yeah, that was a good game.
Guess who was a good game?
Guess who was a good game?
Shoots and ladders?
But a major risk when you're playing the Dolphins.
Because
you got to win now. Now you got to win.
Well, listen, are we getting
it's like Kurt Russell in that movie when he wears white cleats. I forget the name of the movie, but you know what I'm talking about. He's wearing his white cleats. You're wearing the white unis? These might be the best uniforms in the NFL. You got to win. That's a statement game.
But I agree with Joe Burrow. He said it yesterday. I doubt we still even have the clip, but he said he doesn't care if he wears a plastic bag.
And that's the attitude you want.
You want that
from your QB.
You think these guys care? I mean, Jerry Rice, I'll name drop.
Jerry Rice. You care as a fan.
I do.
So, of course, some care. He doesn't.
Jerry Rice, I'll name drop, once told me.
Yeah, go ahead.
You look good on the field. You play good on the field. He goes, you know, he wanted to make sure his towel lined up just right out of his, you know.
Look good, you play good.
By his football
play good,
pants.
You pay good.
Wanted to make sure everything was looking all good. Uniform was tucked in just right. I get it. These guys want to look good. But it's more than a fashion show. Though they are the dopest
Give
uniforms.
Me a break. And we're talking Joe Burrow. The guy with his designer sunglasses and his fur coats. He's a modern day Joe Namath.
I want to kiss you.
So I do think he cares. And I do think that it's a great game. It's a great matchup. The 3-0 Dolphins.
I'm pumped.
1-2 Bengals. I think they're going to have some dirty uniforms today, but it's really Tua and Tyreek versus Burrow to chase. Like, who do you think is going to make the bigger plays tonight?
Now, listen, if you want to act like a know-it-all, we could do that, right? I mean, most people in sports radio and TV do. Mm. Act like they got all the answers.
Sure, Mo.
You don't got the answers, Sway!
Even though Kanye just recently admitted Sway did have the answers.
Sway's a good guy. He has lots of answers.
But how do you predict this one?
Because Sway has lots of answers and lots of hats.
He does. I've never seen him without one.
I've known Sway for years. I've never seen him without a hat.
Answer this.
Yeah.
We're 3 weeks into the NFL. When you look at both of these teams and the journey to get to this point, right? We were, you know, entering a fourth of the way there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Bengals. Look at the Dolphins. Let's start with the Dolphins. They beat Belichick and the Patriots week one at home. Historically, Dolphins have done all right against Belichick. All right, they're 1-0. Then they're getting smushed. They're getting whooped by Lamar Jackson. Remember, Lamar Jackson had over 100 yards running, 4 touchdowns. They were losing 35-14, came back and won.
Amazing.
So that's a game that, I'll be honest, you got to say that they just never gave up and fought. But they could very easily lost that game.
And then the Bills.
And then last week, the Bills just couldn't finish.
And
the
by the
Bills
way,
couldn't finish.
Just,
I saw
just to give you reference, too, that's when you saw Tyreek Hill look into the camera and say that he was coming after Eli Apple this week against the Bengals. He said, I owe you, boy. So the smack talking already started last week.
I'm not saying it's a fake 3-0. I'm just saying let's not make it seem like it's a Tom Brady.
But it's still a 3-0, and the Bengals haven't looked great.
Camino, it's not a Tom Brady Patriots in the mid-2000s 3-0.
Okay.
It's not a Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin.
Well, that's why I said it's a statement game for Tua.
Cowboys 3-0.
You don't
think? It is, but what I'm saying is they could very easily be 1-2 if the ball bounced one or two different ways. The Bills, I saw Nick Wright on FS1 talking about this, saying if you look at the Bills over the last couple of years, Josh Allen plays poorly in close games. If you look at their schedule and you look at the wins they've got, they're blowing people out or winning big. In one-score games, the Bills don't have that in them to finish, it seems, in those close games. They missed a field goal. Do you remember? Turnover on downs, and they ran out of time. Dolphins should have lost that game. Then you look at the Bengals, right? Look at the Bengals and tell me, Covino, their path so far. The Bengals. They started the season against the Steelers. That was a game where no one wanted to win. Remember that game?
Somebody had to win.
It's a game for the ages, and it was only week one. Remember, missed field goal.
Yeah.
So the Bengals should have very well won that game. Week two, I think they should have beat the Cowboys. That game stunk too. That was a game where they just couldn't finish. And then last week, they handled the Jets. So the Bengals could very well be 3-0. And the Dolphins could very well be 1-2. If you watch those games closely, the Bengals been outplayed. The Bengals, Joe Burrow was on his ass a lot. Joe Burrow
exactly.
got roughed up.
But he's getting roughed up, man. So that can't happen tonight because I think you're now entering a game in where the Dolphins are gaining confidence because you don't see Tua talk smack like that.
Yeah, but
Tua even said, if Tyreek is I quote, if Tyreek is matched up with Apple.
Yeah.
And we call for a play, and Tyreek is one-on-one. I'm giving Tyreek a shot. Just know that he's getting the ball. That's what he told reporters. And that's not the sort of tone you see Tua take. So I think he's sort of saying, yo, we're 3-0 now, and we're not backing down to anybody. And now he's really in the conversation of Herbert,
no, he's
Burrow,
not. I don't
Allen.
Believe that.
Well, that's what I'm saying
Herbert
is happening tonight. That's what I'm waiting to see. Well, that's what I'm waiting to see. Because he hasn't gotten that credit.
I'm not saying I don't like the hook of that half a point. Like I said, Ramos, 3.5, close game, short week for the Dolphins. I like the hook. I like the Dolphins 3.5, getting points. But
the hook brings you back.
It does. What's up, John Popper, Blues Traveler? The hook. So the Bengals could very well, you heard me say it, I don't need to say it again. The Bengals could very well be 3-0. Overtime loss on missed doink field goals. A game they lost to the Cowboys that they had the ball in the fourth quarter and they could have won but
yeah,
didn't.
Could have, big
no.
deal.
And then, but I'm saying the opposite. The ball has bounced the way of Tua and the Dolphins. So a 3-1 team, a 3-0 team and a 1-2 team, and you wonder why the 1-2 team is favored, because you got to take those things into consideration. And I think tonight is a, I hate the phrase because I don't even know what it means, statement game.
I was explaining that. I think Tua's making a statement. He's saying, yo, I already said it.
But I feel like
that's why it is a statement game.
I feel like it's
a battle of the two young quarterbacks, a battle of the young superstars, Tua and Tyreek, Burrow and Chase. Some people are saying Chase is going to light it up tonight. Maybe a few touchdowns. We'll see. Because they've been, I feel like they're catching their timing. You're heading into week four. You're really starting to see what these teams are made of.
I just feel like it's sports jibber jabber. Spot, do you remember in the movie Shawshank?
It's not jibber jabber because it's a Thursday night game. This is the start to week four. These are two good teams with two potentially great young quarterbacks. We're trying to see where they match up and stand. Therefore, statement game. Tua made a statement. He doesn't talk like that often. He's coming out saying, yo, I don't care if it's one-on-one or if he's covered. Tyreek's going to ball. He's calling him out, telling him what he's going to do. That's not what we're used to seeing. Making a statement, and he continues to make it on the field. What we're going to get. We're going to learn something tonight that we'll be able to break down tomorrow.
What did Red say in Shawshank?
Oh, I know.
Get busy living.
No, he said, how often do you look at a man's shoes?
He did say that.
He did say that. That's what I remember.
He also said Fozé britches. What else?
How
what,
often?
What else?
He did say something about
pipe dreams, Andy. What else did he say? Oh, you know what he said? Remember when they asked him when he was going for parole? Am I rehabilitated? That's a silly word made up by silly, you know, guys like you. I feel like in sports radio and TV, statement game. It's a silly thing. So if Tua wins tonight,
Silly thing just because you said it?
Yeah, because I said it.
No.
You know, the guy Rich Davis, the guy that would have caught the home run? Yeah, that guy.
Somebody boo this guy. I want a boo sound effect that I could press on my own. Because Rich Davis.
You couldn't catch a cold.
Yeah. Because Rich said it. It's fact. Statement game means nothing.
No, I just feel like the statement game. So
you couldn't even catch COVID.
So you're telling me.
Snap. It means he's trying to make it, and the team is trying to make a statement.
I know what you think it means, son. As Red would say, I know what you think it means, Sonny. But when you say statement game, so you're telling me if Tua plays well tonight and they start out 4-0 and Joe Burrow's on his ass and the Bengals lose by double digits, starting tomorrow, the great minds of sports radio and the Cowherds and Dan Patrick's and everyone are going to now say Tua is a top-tier quarterback? You think tonight is going to make him a top-tier quarterback?
People are so fickle when it comes to their takes and their opinions in sports. One week, this guy's the worst. The next week, he's the best. That's how it works.
Danny G.
I don't make the rules. That's how it is.
Danny G, voice of reason for a second. Is Tua's performance tonight going to really, I mean, maybe it is. Will it change your opinion of him? Like, if he lights it up tonight, are you going to be like, man, Tua is a top-tier guy? Or are you still not going to be sold for a while?
I woke up and listened to Cowherd this morning, so the answer is yes. Everything depends on this one game with Tua. No, but Colin had a good point. He said that he feels like this is the moment where he's going to see the real Tua. They're coming off of a short week.
Also known as a statement game.
90 plays in that heat.
Short week, also, that came with a lot of criticism on his health and a concussion and, you know, will he be ready to play today? Yeah, that all leads to something called a statement game. You might not like the term. Come up with another one.
You guys convinced me. Statement game tonight. Let's go.
Hey, let's take it back to Covino and Rich style, right? Because Here's something else I heard. I heard your boy, I know you're a big Mike McDaniel fan, right?
If you ask me why the Dolphins have an extensive playbook and are showing you all these cool offensive looks, it's what he did with Deebo Samuel. It's what he did with Mostert and Ayuk for the Niners.
Yeah.
If you notice, they're sort of missing a little bit of that pizzazz this year because that's all Mike McDaniel. He's like the nerdiest, awesome football mind.
Right.
I think, you know, if you're not falling in love with this guy.
Well, they asked him about Joe Burrow, right? And Joe Burrow is everything cool. He really is. Wearing these weird-looking sunglasses. He's wearing grandma sunglasses. He's like, I like them. They're cool, right? And you know what? Yeah, they are, because you owned it. I like Joe Burrow. They asked Mike McDaniel about Joe Burrow.
Hey, you're playing this guy this week.
Yeah. He goes, coming off the bus, as I quote, coming off the bus, I see swag.
Ooh.
I see swag. That was McDaniel's thought process.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, does say something, right? Joe Burrow stepping off the bus, something we've never seen, steps off with authority, with a sense of confidence. So much so that McDaniel recognized it.
You know, it's...
That's pretty cool when you really think about it.
It exists on every level, and let me back you up with, if anyone played any type of high school, collegiate sports or anything, even Little League, do you remember going to another team's field and you'd immediately assess them like, yo, this guy got heat? Are their uniforms cool? When they're doing football drills, oh, do they look like they're organized? Like
when the pitcher's popping that glove.
Yeah, like you assess the competition immediately, even at this level. So when you see these guys walking in, they got their slick wardrobes and they got their headphones on. There is a sense of, yo, what are they looking like? How are they feeling?
McDaniel is impressed by the Bengals quarterback. Coming off the bus, I see swag.
Well, it brings up an interesting thought.
It does. I feel like McDaniel brought the word back. It was such an abused word for so many years. It's a word that always existed.
Yeah.
But then became a thing.
Well, I don't think it always exists. It's swagger, yes, but like the whole, yo, they got swag was a very last couple of years thing, and it's sort of...
But swagger's always been a word. It's not like our generation invented it or millennials invented it or anything.
Yeah, but they shortened it. Like the whole, yo, they got swag.
It became a slang. It became a thing. And it became overused to describe anybody with some... drip with the swagoo.
Yeah.
You know, someone who could rock a fit like Joe Burrow. This guy's rocking them, you know, feather boas. And it got me thinking, is that word over? Is that an over word? Is it done? If you're a guy out there and you don't even know what these words mean, maybe we explore just a few of them.
Oh, this could be fun. Let's do this next. This is the Boomer Gen Z translator.
You know what? Call it whatever you want. Are you okay with that?
I'm
just making sure because you don't like statement games.
I don't like that. I don't like statement games. You know it. All right. Covino and Rich, we'll get to that next. Plus, we'll take a look at some other NFL games that we're going to look forward to this weekend. But DraftKings, you're speaking about this action? Put your money where your mouth is if you believe in Tua. The NFL action in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do.
If that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays, which are super fun. Right now, for every leg you add, you get to boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anywhere else?
To make things even sweeter, throw down on stepped up same game parlays once per game all season long.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code VEGAS to get $200 in free bets. If your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game, that's code word VEGAS.
Las Vegas.
Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox, FoxSportsRadio.com, the iHeartRadio app, and SXM 83. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Spotty, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Byer.
Hey.
Thank you for hanging.
Big one tonight. Can't wait. In fact, it's great because Mets are off tonight, so I don't have to worry about baseball and football. I could focus in only on football.
Same. You're going to have to wait for number 62, mañana.
And like I said,
Yankees are off.
There's some good games we're going to preview a little bit for week four of the NFL. Danny G, one of them is your Raiders. It's a must win. Devontae Adams needs to win his first game as a Las Vegas Raider. And you're playing the Broncos, who, you know me, I'm a Niners fan. How the Niners blew that game.
I know you. You're also an Alf fan.
I do like Alf.
You're also a This Is Us diehard fan.
It was a great show. It made me cry every week.
You're also a Proclaimers fan.
When I wake up.
Okay, anyway, I'm just, yeah. You just want people to know what Rich Davis is all about. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, must win for the Raiders. I want to talk a little bit about the Jags and Eagles. That's going to be a matchup on Sunday. And then Monday night, Rams-Niners. That's a very interesting game, being that it's in San Francisco. That division's up for grabs. But tonight, Burrow, Tua.
Fun one, though, right?
Nice statement matchup. Game!
It's a fun matchup,
it's a good
man.
One. It's a great matchup. Statement game. And
we already talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we talked about how even Mike McDaniel, the coolest coach in the NFL, said that Joe Burrow got off the bus and he saw swag. And you heard Ramos play it, Soldier Boy. Danny G, give us the origins of swag. When was the ending taken off and it became swag?
So Jay-Z used it in songs in both 2001 and 2003. And then in 2007, Soulja Boy had that song right there. And he mentioned swag over 100 times. Ooh. And it says that's when it really started to catch on in pop culture.
All right, so we're looking at about the last 15 years, slowly but surely.
Oh,
they have swag.
Yeah.
Swag.
We used the heck out of it. And then when I saw this quote today.
Back in the day, Covino. Back in the day, before Jay-Z and Soulja Boy,
yeah,
swag was like just like free stuff you would get. Remember, like, yo, I got a swag bag. Like, in the radio world, like, yo, I got a t-shirt and a bumper sticker. Oh, yo, yeah. What swag do you have?
I love that swag even more.
Covino loves garbage free stuff.
No, I love those are presents. That's yes. Presents for my family come the holidays. Uncle Joey loves a magnet. Uncle Joey loves a keychain. Trust me.
91X Swag Patrol.
Oh, Covino's the guy that would love it. If he was at the ball game, if he was at a Dodgers game and they were shooting t-shirts into the crowd, oh. It was like, if it was like a men's XXL like Visa shirt, Covino would be like, sweet. Oh, yeah. And I'd be like,
my new gym shirt?
Yeah,
my
thought would be like, garbage. Covino's like, sweet, I can give it to my cousin for Christmas.
You better lock down that Fox Sports Radio mouse pad you got.
Yeah, those are gifts where I come from. Yeah, crazy.
Covino,
I love swag.
Have you seen Covino? You know how he said, I got the crazy eye, Ramos. If you see Covino looking around, he's trying to see what's not attached.
I call that the eye of the vato. And that doesn't mean I would steal it. That just means I know it could be stolen. That's all it means. Anyway, Vatos Locos forever.
All right.
I saw the quote, and it made me think, like, you don't see other coaches talk that way, right? But Mike McDaniel, he's 39.
He's a young guy.
Born in 1983.
You're saying Belichick isn't using the word swag?
Exactly.
Day by day, swag. Jones is lacking a little swag. Swag.
Well, I think it's time for a little something new here on Covino and Rich.
Boomers be bussing with this. Gen Z Translator. Accessing.
Is there any phrase in sports or entertainment that you hear younger people saying that you're like, what do they mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I think swag is done. Maybe McDaniel bringing it back, right? And I think everybody knows what it means. But even though it's on its way out, people still get confused with cap and no cap. I think that's
so
the number one right now. And it's old. Like, people, our colleagues and coworkers were saying this 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm with it.
And people still don't get it. Like, no cap means like no lies. It just means no lies. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
Cap is like truth.
Cap is truth. No
it's,
cap.
You know what confuses
no lies.
Me? The no.
Right.
The no in there makes me think that like no cap is bad.
So
to me, I look at it like spot. Think of it as like no cap, no BS.
Okay.
Yeah, like for real.
Like for real. No cap. But that's one where I could guarantee you, like, my dad would be like, well, no cap.
Right. But what am I going to put on my head?
Right. So, you know, since we're talking swag and maybe it's coming back, we figured we'd explain some of this.
Are there any others that you hear and you hate? Are there ones you hear and you're like, what's that one? I'll give you one that, to me, it's done also. Put it in the category of swag where it might have seen its days. Sus. Essentially, like when you're like suspect, right? Like, you know, suspicious. Like that's a little sus, a little questionable.
I don't have a good reading on this person.
Yeah, they're a
right.
little, yeah, yeah.
Or this thing, right.
Sus is one where I'm like, it makes me like, ugh, sus.
I remember my daughter recently said, I have a preteen daughter, but she acts like she's 15. She said something I did was mid, and I forget what it was.
Oh, everything.
your radio show.
Your broadcasting career.
Your dad bot.
My dad.
She called you mid-level?
She called me mid-level something.
Man. She goes, Dad, you're so mid.
She said I low-key took an L on something, too. But that's how, you know, we're just keeping you posted. Low-key took an L. Like, that means I took the loss. Yeah. Like, I embarrassed her a little bit. I low-key took the L. I didn't win when I was supposed to. But she said something I did was mid. And we're not talking, like, mid-tops. That means, like, it was sort of mediocre.
Yeah,
it was sort of whelming. It's not overwhelming or underwhelming.
Just whelming.
It was just whelming. It was just kind of mid. Like, I think I played her a song. I'm like, Melody, listen to this song. Isn't this song cool? Like, it's kind of mid.
Now, these are some phrases that you may look like a fool if you're, you know, use 35, 40, to, 50, something.
But use mid in a sense to describe maybe, like, a quarterback, perhaps.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Mid.
Yeah. Last week, for sure.
I mean, 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Showed signs of, you
last
know.
Week, 2 weeks ago, he had some swag.
Yeah.
No surprise it came from TikTok, it says here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, but
used
you know
to
what?
Insult or degrade an opposing opinion, labeling it as average or poor quality.
Let's be real about this. When these words hit the mainstream and get to a certain level,
then
it's
sort of over.
Over.
By then.
It is. It's over. And most of these things are over, but there's still a lot of people trying to figure it out. And it's like, well, you don't want to seem like the old guy either. So I take a lot of pride in being in between to explain it. Right.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I find fascinating? Because, you know, you and I both worked in music radio and still do.
Yeah.
You know, I find it hilarious that the term bop came back for like a song that people love. Like, yo, that's a bop. I'm like, yo, that's like something
kids
like,
bop?
No, that's like something you would think like someone said in the 50s or 60s. Like, that's a bop. That's bopping.
The big bopper.
That's, you know.
I always hear slaps.
Bop.
Bop?
Bop.
Bop?
Yeah.
Wow.
Any
okay.
Any others before we move on?
I'm not sure I knew that one, but, like, yeah, we'll just do it here and there to explain some things. But all that being said, with our Gen Z boomer translator, is, you know, swag, it's a great word. I don't know how else you describe Joe Burrow, but it does stand out when you see an NFL coach use the word, and it does make you think, is that word over?
Well,
and if it is, I'd like to know another word to describe
him. We're here as the translators, being that we're not boomers or Gen Z.
No, we're
in between.
We're right there in the mid.
Oh, know what I think is that one? Dead.
Oh,
anytime a younger woman finds something really hilarious, it's like skull emoji, like the skeleton emoji, dad. Like, like, all right, we get it.
Well, explain. Like, you know, I'm dying, I'm dead.
Like, yeah, oh, it's so funny. Like, you know,
I can't even
Cavino's,
describe it.
Cavino's lasagna. What's his name? Lasagna. Your Mike Tyson impression. Oh, dead.
Dead. No. Dying from
what's
laughter.
Up, Ramos?
I heard a term on a podcast, gaslighting. Does anybody know what that means? Gaslighting?
Yeah, gaslighting's a big dating buzzword. Okay. And
it's like making you feel like you're wrong when you're not.
Right.
You know, I'm like gaslighting you.
Trying to
you.
Incite
some sort of emotion. A lot of women like to use it like...
You know where they say that a lot? On the Bachelor ad.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Are you gaslighting me?
No, it's like... Honestly, the number one time where gaslighting is used is when like some dude makes the woman feel like... Well, I was like almost like I was a jerk because it was really your fault.
Right.
You know,
and again, it's a term that's just so overused.
Gaslighting.
But swag is definitely one of them. But I feel like if you look up the word swag in the dictionary, it is Joe Burrow. The dude has a sense of confidence about him. So I can't be too hard on Mike McDaniel, but I did feel some type of way when I heard the quote, because you don't hear other NFL coaches talk that way.
Yeah.
You just don't. So that's it.
All right. Low key, let's go to Dan Beyer. Dan Beyer, what's up, buddy?
Lots of gas passing going on in the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Notice that?
Well, not tomorrow as well, because Cavino's buying pizza for everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get used to it. It's just because it's our first week. That's all. Yeah, it's
no,
not every
Friday pizza party.
Friday
on Cavino.
We talked about this off air. We were trying to settle. Like, when you buy pizza, you have to at least have one that's cheese or pepper. Actually, maybe we did this on Doug's show earlier this week, but we were talking about if you're going to buy pizza, yeah. you have to have one that's either cheese or just pepperoni.
Agreed. Yeah. I think I'm a purist. I feel like if it's good pizza, you could go just cheese. And pepperoni is the most basic. Like if every pizza is like meat lovers or veggie, no thanks. I feel like you're right. You need at least one pep or plain.
And pineapple belongs on pizza. You heard it here.
Oh, wow. Hot take, Spot.
Hot take.
I've got three pineapple chicken shrimp pizzas. Yeah, that's a no thank you.
Perfect.
For me. A thank you for the Los Angeles Chargers and fantasy football fans. Justin Herbert able to practice fully today. So that rib cartilage fracture. Toronto to clinch an American League wildcard berth. The Rays' magic number is 1 to clinch a wildcard berth. They lead the Guardians right now early, 1-0 in the second inning. Guys, back to you.
Hey, Dan, what's your feel on tonight? I know you were with Gottlieb earlier, and, you know, everyone on this network got their hot take. Do you feel like it's a statement game for Tua? You think he's going to bring it tonight, or you think it's going to be all Burrow, and we're going to be like, oh, that's right, Tua's average?
I think this is a different arena for Tua because for the first 3 weeks of the season, they've been 1 o'clock Eastern time start games when there's 7 or 8 games going on. So you only watch the highlights and it's not everywhere. This is the only game we're watching tonight. So I think people are going to get a real full look at Tua. Unfortunately for him, I think it's tough on a short week on the road. Your defense is on the field 40 minutes against Buffalo. I think it's a really tough
spot. You're not getting a red zone look at Tua. You're getting a full look at Tua.
The world gets to make a full assessment of where this guy's at in his career right now against a good team.
Well, I wish him better luck than Kirk Cousins on Monday nights.
Or any night.
or any primetime game, for that matter.
Dan? Dad. I'm dad.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Dan Byer. We're Covino and Rich at Covino and Rich on social media. If you want to chime in, say what's up, 877, or say que tal, orale, 877-99 on Fox.
Now you got me thinking about pizza. Going plain? Pepperoni?
You kidding me?
Sicilian? Grandma? What are we doing?
I love pizza. You know that. I'll take any pizza. Even bad pizza is good pizza. I heard the analogy, right? Pizza is like familiar relations in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
It's true.
Right? Am I right?
I like what your Uncle Joe said. Covino's Uncle Joe years ago said, no matter how much I want to work out or be in shape or look good, I will never give up pizza.
He said he will hit the treadmill every day if it means he could have pizza. He'll never give up pizza.
Never give up pizza. You hear me?
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's a good take.
Pizza's the greatest.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of Thursday Night Football tonight, tomorrow they're going to try to get all these games in, and I don't want to harp too much on baseball, but it really is probably the best pennant race in a while. Since probably, you know what, Dodgers-Giants were battling it out, 200-plus win teams a year ago.
Let's make it clear. We grew up loving baseball. I have the interests. I'm a young man, but I have the interests of an 80-year-old guy, and I'm here to bring it all back.
Boxing and baseball.
I love boxing. I love baseball. I love rock music. So, I mean, talk baseball all you want. I think it's the greatest game ever.
You see, call it rock and roll to round it out.
And I love rock and roll.
Yeah. Rock and roll, boxing, and baseball. That's me, Steve Covino, 87 years old. Joe Louis was one hell of a fighter.
I'm a slightly vato man.
Yeah, trapped in an 85-year-old white man's body.
There you go. Right, something like that. No, you said it backwards.
Listen, I'm all about... to me, football's king, right? NFL football is king of all sports.
I'm not
going to
argue that.
This time of year,
baseball's still great, and this has been a great season.
But what I'm saying is, like, listen, I could talk about football all day, every day. But when your team or any when there's a pennant race like Mets and Braves or last year Giants and Dodgers, and you're down to the final few games after 162 of them, if you're not going to pay attention now, then when are you going to pay attention? But I don't know if you saw, the Mets moved up Jacob DeGrom to pitch on Friday now.
I didn't know that.
So, Max Fried, Jacob DeGrom, Friday night, and the Braves win, they even it up. If the Mets win, they go up 2 games,
right,
and then the Mets are sort of in a power position at that point.
And then you got to make it clear, too, because not everyone's schedule watching for the Mets. They play each other.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Max Fried versus Jacob DeGrom. And then, you know, rest of the weekend, if the Mets win that Friday night game, again, they pretty much are way in control of their own destiny. But if the Braves win, I mean, they tied it up with five to go, which is crazy. So great baseball, and keep an eye on that wild card between the Phils and the Brewers. And then in the American League, Covino, is there a wild card team your Yankees would fear the most? Is it the Mariners pitching? Is it the Guardians being hot for the last month?
You know, I have no read on the Guardians.
Said that the other day. I'm like, get a read on the Guardians, will you?
I'm not going to lie. I don't have any read, but any team with momentum like that scares me.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you're caught sleeping. You're like, wait, I didn't know they were that good.
And this is the first year of the new playoff system in Major League Baseball with the wild card round not being a one game, you know, do or die. I love it. I think baseball hit a home run, pun intended, with all that. All right, Covino and Rich.
Did Frankie Lasagna catch it or no?
He did not. Okay. We'll go with some NFL preview next, but real quick, TireRack.com loves tires, Covino. And since 1979, what a great year. They've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. And they're just a phone call or a click away.
Ooh.
Website packed with information, advice, and tools that make the buying the right tires a snap.
Yep. Like the tire decision guide, answer a few questions, and they'll get you personalized tire recommendations in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the Sumitomo full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance, all season, and off-road capabilities.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office.
Nice.
Tire installations on your terms. It's a game changer.
I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports. See for yourself. TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That one's for you, Covino. Hanson.
Love Hanson.
Oompop on a throwback Thursday. Why not, right?
Getting you fired up for the weekend.
You can't deny. I don't care how manly you are. I love rock music or hip-hop. You can't deny that this is a catchy damn pop song from our childhood.
Yeah, those girls were cute.
They weren't girls, but.
What?
Hanson.
Huh? What?
The Hanson brothers.
Oh.
All right. Hey, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Another fun show. Again, tomorrow, I guess tomorrow's a better day to go over all our fun picks for the weekend. And a story that we have to get to tomorrow. There's an article that gives all the reasons why they're encouraging men to sit down while they pee. This is a true, like a medical article.
So you're saying I'm ahead of the trend?
Perhaps
I'm a trendsetter.
That'll be one of the dumb things we get to tomorrow.
We'll find out. Again, we're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios here in Los Angeles. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We're at Covino and Rich.
And,
hit us up. The show continues there.
Yeah, whether or not you listen to the whole show or not or anything, hey, just do us the favor and, you know, go to iTunes, go to the iHeartRadio app, and download the podcast. It means a lot, and we appreciate your support. And
group text all your friends so they're annoyed at you.
Oh, yeah.
Copy the link and text all your friends. Hey, there's a show on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. I think you'll like it. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And before we go, Rich, I was thinking about a few things, right? You're always trying to get me to play Sunday softball. And to be honest, I'm just not interested.
I only ask because I think about when, as a grown man, if you got kids and a wife or a girlfriend and jobs and responsibilities, to me, the only time I really get to check my brain. Some may think I check it during the show, but no. The only time I check my brain is when I'm playing softball with my random buddies. And these are people that have nothing to do with my family, my work life, or anything. They're just random dudes that I see every week. It's like, hey, what's up, man?
Well,
and to me, that might, for you, it might be fishing, might be golf, might be pickup basketball.
Everybody has their
Everyone's
thing,
got
right?
their thing.
Where they check their brain. Check my brain.
And I think I'm just amazed that being that you're a pretty social guy, You're in shape. I'm surprised you don't golf, play football, play basketball, play. I'm surprised you don't stay active.
It doesn't give me that thrill. I like baseball. I don't like old man beer belly softball. So,
well,
buddy Hefe hit me up. He's like, you want to join a bowling league? And I said, ooh.
Okay, what do you think? Pete Weber?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm Lotto Monicelli. I'm like Parker Bone.
I am.
No, who do you think you are?
I am.
And then that got me thinking about other recreational things. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather play pickleball than play Sunday softball. Because that's growing to the point that LeBron James is buying a pickleball team, a professional pickleball team. Did you know this?
I didn't know they were a professional pickleball team.
Oh, yeah, they play on the Ocho.
But listen to this.
Oh, the L.A. Picklers?
Not only LeBron James, but it's LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Draymond Green, and Kevin Love.
The Picklebacks.
Among the latest group of investors.
The like, Kosher Dills.
You would assume that LeBron James has enough Dallas money Dills. On his own.
The bread and butters.
He has all these people. He says pickleball is growing in popularity, and it's attracted big business.
The Savannah Suites. Yeah.
The MLP is expanding from 12 teams to 16 teams next year, playing in six cities nationwide, and LeBron James is involved.
Yeah.
Oh, the San Diego Spears?
I've never played pickleball, but there's something about it that screams that seems kind of fun and interesting to me.
Listen,
I would actually consider playing if someone was interested in playing.
When we were renovating our house out here in Los Angeles, my wife and I and our kids lived with my wife's family in Texas for a few months. I went to the gym in Texas, and it was a scene. Pickleball all day, all night. People, a lot of retired people. There was a time of day where it was like old people pickleball, then young kids
I'm
after school playing pickleball.
I'm telling you. LeBron's on it.
LeBron's on it.
Fast forward, you're going to be talking about pickleball and fling golf. Because I saw
Vancouver Vlasics.
I saw that on Shark Tank.
I'm a big fan of the Vancouver
Rally
Classic.
Relish.
There you go. We had pickle jokes all day, guys. Oh, I got more. I just can't tell those. I can't tell those pickle jokes on Fox.
Whoa.
Well,
hey now.
We'll
hey
tell yo. Them on social media at Covino and Rich. But my prediction is that you're going to see more and more of this in the near future.
It's going to be football, baseball, basketball, and pickleball.
Hey, dude.
The four majors? Because as of right now, you
just
say it's
like,
hot dog eating,
just
right?
Like all your,
yes.
Just like all your friends are into golf, pickleball is the next step, I promise.
All right, hey, enjoy your Thursday night football. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, at Covino and Rich, arrivederci,
see
baby.
You in the promised land. Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.